podcast is going to look at convenience and how that can rob us of pleasure. Recently, I performed as Shelby Lattery in a production of Steel Magnolias, and my favourite line, and the line we use to encapsulate the meaning of the whole play, is, "I'd rather have 30 minutes of wonderful than a lifetime of nothing special." And that's worth remembering, because those 30 minutes of wonderful may take a lot more time and effort than convenience. But if the payoff is worth it, then it sure beats just poodling around and seeing what happens. I shop at my local supermarket because it's convenient. I swim at my local pool because it's convenient. I'd actually probably even just eat ready meals because it's convenient if I wasn't so concerned with what the ingredients are. And there we have the point. Convenience is great to some extent on the things that don't really matter. But on the things that do matter, just sticking to what's convenient can deprive you of pleasure, fulfillment, authenticity, and even love. Ask yourself this: how far are you willing to go, for example, to see friends? When my three BFF school friends and I all went our separate ways after year 11, or fifth year in my day, we remained in touch. And to this day, 30 years on, we still make time to meet up at least once a year in person. The two childhood friends I had, now living 2.5 hours drive away, are also a must see at some point, either at Christmas or New Year, or whenever we can arrange a free weekend. And I will always find a lunchtime spare to meet a dear friend of mine in London at least once a month or so. It's not easy. It takes planning. It does take cost, but it's worth it. And there are other friends I'm blessed to have in the mix with whom I have a lovely time and even holiday with. But whilst some of those are easy to plan, others take effort. And it's important to make that effort. Why? Because if you feel super fabulous after seeing those people, it's worth it. And if they make the same effort for you, it's worth it. It's not convenient for everyone means we all value each other too. So try this. List the people you want to see but haven't for ages and book them into your calendar before saying yes to other stuff, even if you're booking them 2 or 3 months in advance. Also, identify the things you'd like to be doing. Maybe you want to learn something new or look for another job or start a fitness routine, or maybe you'd like a date night. Book those in advance too. If something is really important to you, and I don't mean just having friends, I mean having those friends, and not just having a hobby, but having that hobby that you love. I mean, if something is so important you truly love it, it may take a little bit more effort to get it done. But believe me, that'll be far more worth it than a lifetime of meh. And that's all we have time for. But if you do want to learn more, the Retrain Your Brain podcast reverts to being 10 minutes on my couch with me, with practical tips and tools for everyday wellness. And if you go to my website, www.draudreyt.com, you'll find more of those on my blog. However, check out the Wellbeing Lounge podcast, where you will learn from the experts and find ways to live your best life.